A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, January 25th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stuber.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the funeral of the late national hero and music icon, Oliver Tuku Mutukudzi.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
The late national hero and Afropop music icon, Oliver Mtukudzi, who died on Wednesday at the Avenues Clinic in Harare, will be buried at his rural home in Madziwa, Mashonaland Central on Sunday. Tuku was considered to have been Zimbabwe's most renowned and internationally acclaimed cultural icon of all time.
Tuku's body will today lie in state at his home in Norton, Mashonaland West Province, before being taken to the National Sports Stadium tomorrow morning, where Zimbabweans will have a chance to bid him farewell, to bid farewell to the late music genius. Government has availed 25 buses to ferry mourners in Harare to the National Sports Stadium, and members of the public will be picked from the usual pickup points. From the National Sports Stadium, the boat will be taken to his rural home in Madziwa, where it will also lie in state before burial on Sunday at 2 p.m. Tuku's relatives turned down the opportunity for him to be buried at the National Heroes Acre in the capital city, Harare.
Of course, if you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back. The number once again, 001-202-619-2077.
Yeah, kunjalo ke zulukandaba lamhla ke siyaqhubeka ngodaba lo kokubhubha kuka Oliver Mtukudzi yena ke obhubhele eHarare. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi lithini ngodaba lolu, asoze sikhuluma okuningi njengoba lizwile nje abantu sikhuluma silokunye futhi njalo kuthiwa nivoitu.
Ungukahama wadiwa nasi tulauti tinge tichitarisa neze rufu rwa Oliver Mtukudzi uyo ariku tarisira kuradzikwa nemuswe shondo kumusha kwake kumadziva. Ungu urumende nezuro kuburikidza nepolitipiro ebato rezanupf ranga yanga yamupa chiremera chekuva gamba renyika, zvichireva kuti dei mhuri yaida Mtukudzi aifanira kuti anga achiradzikwa kumarenda eHeroes Acre, asi vemhuri vanenge vati aiwa hatiziye kuti ndoda pamwe changa chiri chido chake kuti anoradzikwa kumusha kumadziwa. Nekudaro vamtukudzi igamba renyika, hazvirevo kuti waradzikwa kupi. Takaona muzvinafundo Phineas Makurani mazuva aperayo Gibbs vachitivada unoigwa kumusha kwawo kugwanda uko zvimwechetezvo naMtukudzi ada unoigwa iye kumadziwa. There is a protest that we are following at the Zimbabwe embassy, where some Zimbabweans had gathered protesting against what they are alleging to be a crackdown by the police and the military in Zimbabwe.
Yes, we've got Mike Wobe and Ivan Zeninga. They're actually covering the event right now outside the Zimbabwe embassy. So, as let's get into the kona manje kwenzakalani kota sasa muri sibaxhume Mike Wobe kanye
I think we have Evans on the Evans line. Yeah. So just talk to them briefly before we turn to our Mtukudzi tribute.
Yes. So Evans, are you at the embassy?
Mike connecting when?
Yeah, Mike kunjani wethu?
Hayi ngiyaphila baba Dube unjani?
Ngiyaphila kakhulu. So kwenzakalani kona manje?
Abantu bayatshengisela ngaphandle siqale lapho sifika khona ngo-10 ekuseni. Kwakungela abantu abaningi kodwa kukhanya ngani abantu sebeyaqala ukufika ngamafishane ngamafishane. Sekulabantu at least abayi-20 or 30 abafikile abadabuka endaweni ezijeneyo lapha kwele Melika.
So singathi ke batshengisela bathini khonapho bafunayo?
eningi labo bathi bayakhala ngalokho okwenzakalayo ngikhaya bathi abakuthandi ngenxa ukuthi babona abobhuti labo abosisi babo abomama labo baba beshawa bebopha beboshwa njalo bedlengula bathi hayi phansi lalokho abakuthandi.
Yes, sizokuthola kulo muntu kolapha eduze ulobani ongaba la isikhulume la
just to engila eduzane ngu Dan Moyo olilunga elebandla ele MDC yeyona ekhokhelwa ngumama uMakhube.
Yeah, what sikhuluma la nje ngamafishane baba Moyo kunjani?
Ngikhona kunjani nomzana uDuze?
No siyaphila ngesithiwa roughly how many people are there Mr. Moyo and what are you protesting against? What are you saying?
Yeah, well, I think my brother was very conservative with the numbers. I think we are now approaching 50, but more people are still coming.
So do you think that you are going to achieve what you want to achieve? What exactly is your target? What do you want to do?
Well, our target really is mostly about the message. Is to get the petition to E.G.M. Nangagwa and also to be able to highlight to the world and those that are interested in knowing what the situation is currently pertaining to Zimbabwe and why as Zimbabwean citizens we are concerned. So I have the petition in front of me here. If it's something that you want me to read out, we'll be soon, we are collecting signatures as people come in, and we'll soon be handing this petition over to the embassy people if they do open the gate, because apparently at this point the gates are locked. They are not responding to us, but they are aware that we are here. We told them up front and that we'll be having a petition. But probably for obvious reasons, they are trying not to once again be realistic and accommodate our concerns. Because we know when President Mnangagwa was in New York, he promised us that he's a listening president, that he's open to dialogue. And when we have concerns like this as Zimbabwean citizens, he should ask his embassy people to accommodate us and listen to what we have, because this is a message for the president that we are carrying here. Either way, we know he's going to get it, whether he gets it through his embassy people. I'm sure by now he already has it, because we've sent it out there to people on social media.
Thank you so much, Mr. Moyo. May we talk to Mike again?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, Mr. Zud.
Yes, is Evans nearby?
Yes, I have him right here with me.
Okay, let me talk to him. Evans, Evans, ungati kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei, tinenge tiri kunzwa kune nziyo dziri kuridzwa kumashure uko.
Pari zvino zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvakaungana pano zviri kuita toi toi vachiratidzira vari pamberi pemuzinda weZimbabwe Embassy muno muWashington DC, vakasimudza zvikwangwani zvakawanda wanda zvakasiyana siyana. Zvakanyorwa mavara mamwe achona vari kuti free pasta mawarire nao, zvimwe zviri kuti vamunangagwa navachiwenga vari kukanganisira nyika, zvimwe zviri kunzi free all political prisoners. Asi pane vanhu vane chichakata vari zvino vari kuimba vachiita toi toi vachimata vari pamberi pemuzinda weembassy kutaura kwatiri kuita iko zvino.
Pane mumwe wavakwanisa kubata here ari padyo watinokwanisa kutaura naye?
Varipo vakawanda vari pano izvezvi, ndakatarisana navamada vari pano ndogona kuti vauyewo pedyo mutaure navo munzwe zviri mupfungwa dzavo nezviri kuitika pano.
Ngavauye tinzwe. Vamada?
Yes.
Makadi zvenyu?
Nesimba, makadi yenyu?
Aiwa, tiripo. Mungati zvamuri kuratidzira izvi zvekuti muri kunyunyuta nezviri kuitika kumusha zvaabudirira here nhasi?
Nhasi ndiri kuona kuti zviri kufamba zvakanyanya, zviri kubudirira zvakanyanya, ende ndinovimba kuti kana vanhu vari kumusha vachafara nazvo kuti zvabudirira, besides kutonhora kwakuri kuita.
Chikonzero chei chaita kuti muratidzire chando chichikwidza hamba muti?
Chinoita kuti tiratidzire panapa chando chichitonhora kudai ndezvekushungurudzwa kuitwa vanhu vedu vari kumusha, hama dzedu, the majority of Zimbabweans. Saka tinomira navo, hatina kuvakanganwa, tinorwadziwa, Ndoza tuda kuratidza kwavari kuti tiri pamwe chete.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamada tichazotaura nemi muchikamu chinotevera. Ndiva Nicholas Mada chizvarwa cheZimbabwe chiri muno mu Washington DC vari kuratidzira tanzwa kune vatoredwe nhau Mike Hove na Evans Zininga uye kuna va Denmoy.
Unjalo sivisi zvino vakhuluma kona ngale ke uMike Hove kanye lo Evans Zininga. Ezotulela kwenzakala phandle kwesikolo seZimbabwe konapha kule Melika. Abantu bayatshengisela. So konapha nje sesingatshintsha ke singene ku-Oliver Mtukudzi sibone ukuthi kuhamba njani. Singakukhasisa ke ngengoma mfowethu, sishaye ke ingoma yodwa sike sizwe ukuthi Mtukudzi yena oliqhawe kuhamba njani ngempilo yakhe. So sifuna ukuthi siqiniseke ingoma sizwe ke ukuthi kusitshaya kusiya ngaphi. Singazi ukuthi sesithole yini ingoma isingene khonapha. That's all from Tukutsi. A blessing, a great man indeed.
Indeed, an icon, UNICEF Goodwill Ambassador for Southern and Eastern Africa.
67 albums.
66 albums. Actually, yeah. He was 66. He had 66 albums and he was now working on his 67th album. We hope it will be released because I understand from sources close to him that he was almost close to finishing that album. Gibbs, regaitis go kuti vanhu vari kutiwo kudi nezva Mutukudzi. Tomboenda kuna Agnes Charuma pa Facebook page yedu ari kuti maswera sei ndiri kukuonai ndiri ku Durban. Richo Mukwanda ari kuti watching from Chitungwiza maswera sei. Tina Robert Ndlovu ari kuti who wants to be buried with thieves. I don't think everyone who is buried or anyone buried in the National Heroes Acre might be called a thief. It might be a bit too much to call heroes that. Angela Machonesa, Arguti, good to see you. Bra Gibbs, that's a Gibbs, Gibbs Supporters Association of Zimbabwe. No, Maposa, Arguti, I'm watching live. Thank you so much, all those who are following our broadcast. Gibbs.
So, you see, I've got fans as well.
I can tell.
I should have been in music.
Yeah? It's a hired crowd, I can tell.
So, I think we've got our first guest, and that is Temba Ndlovu of Meet Me in Zimbabwe fame. Temba is a great musician and is now based in South Africa. Temba Ndlovu, how are you?
Fine, thank you. And how are you?
Good to have you on the show. So I'll hand you over to Blessing Zulu.
Okay.
Now, Temba, we are talking, of course, about the late Oliver Mtukudzi, who was declared a national hero, though he's going to be buried in his rural home. What is your take on this development? Because he is the first musician to be given such an honor.
I think it's about time that not only politicians are recognized. I think it's such a good gesture, wonderful gesture.
Gibbs,
what would be the impact? What would be the impact of this Ndlovu on this kind of hero status?
I think it will make people realize that musicians are also people. They are people who have, especially what Oliver has done, Mkoma Oliver, he musicians do a lot which has been underrated. Mm-hmm. And I'm so grateful to him, to what he has done to us, for us as mm-hmm. musicians. You know, making Zimbabwe known through music all over the world mm-hmm. and respected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of late you've been looking for him, right, Oliver? For a duet or something?
Yes, what happened is he approached me, you'll not believe it, in 1986 at Playboy Club in Harare.
Mm-hmm.
Says, no, we need to do something together. I have something I have in mind. And then we never really got, every time we would want to do something, I would have to go back to Switzerland or something like that. And we never really got to doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And except in 2016, in Harare again when we met,
mm-hmm.
we had planned to do it again, to do a collaboration together, but it never materialized.
Mm-hmm. Now you are in South Africa. We understand that you know, South Africa is also mourning him. Like he was actually one of their own. What's happening there?
It shows that these borders were made by, they were not made by us. Let me put it that way. Meaning mm-hmm. to say, we are just one, and you feel. I mean, and the fact that I'd say I'm very grateful to Western Kosi, because Western Kosi was the first, was a producer in the early 80s,
mm-hmm.
and he was from here. So that music resonated too from that time to people here,
mm-hmm.
and they really loved him. And I mean, he was great. He was something else.
Thank you. Temba, please do stay on the line. The guy was going to have more to know him, but we can be able to play his music also in the background.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Sora, Arguti, Masquera say, Rujinji with Zimbabwe, Ichanaga Jayo, Mari Vanonzwa, Kuchema Kwenyu. And then Ignas Charuma, Arguti, Ama, in Indine Mvunzo, Nando, Javo, Asi, Ujashanda Jao, Kuratizira. Kunoita vanhu kose uku kunonzwikwa nani chaizvo. EU inongoti haisi kufara nezviri kuitika nehurumende iyo isingazotore danho rechimbi chimbi. Vanenge vari kumborova dzematongerwo enyika mukoma Charuma asi hongu tatanga hedu nevari kuratidzira asi chirongwa chanhasi chiri kunyanyotarisa upenyu waOliver Mtukudzi akashaya nezuro. Try Kanyama ari kuti ndiri kukuona ndarwadziwa naSamanyanga. Prince Chitera ari kuti rest in peace Tuku Mudara kubva kudhara. And tina Cornelia Musitu ari kuti muri sei sei. Courtney Mpemi Koti ari kuti ari kutaurawo kuti timu reEU neSouth Africa racho rikudya nekuoma kweZimbabwe. Okay. Anderson Gatsi ari kuti watching live from Heidelberg, South Africa. Gibbs.
Yeah, so ke ngasikhangela ke uMtukudzi. Ukhanyana uzani ke ubele muli sibili. Imuli emsekelayo unyokumangalisayo. Ngakho ke ukuthenga e-Heroes Acre ukhanyana uzani isicelo sakhe blessing. Asenza isaphila. Uthi mina ngingabhubha ngicela ukuthi le mfaka endaweni enje. So ke bavumile labo ukuthi bakwenze khonokho. Sibone njalo ke unkosikazi Monica Mtsangwa ekhuluma ngokuthi kuyakwenzakalani kusukisela namhlanje kuze kuyefika ke ngesonto lapha ngcontsho khona kwamadziba. So ke esingathi ke kuqakathekile kakhulu yikuthi ke kusasa kule concert yabe khona National Sports Stadium. Kodwa khonapho ke isidumbu sakhe sifanjiswa eOne Commando. Isibeso sithwalwa ke sasizwe emadziwa ntambama then sengcwatshwa ke ngelanga elilandelayo. Yes, so kunjalo. So I'm told that we've got another guest, and that is Denzel Dube. He's the manager of a certain band in Ndolwane Super Sounds, you know it?
Yeah.
Very great guys, from Kezi and Plumtree some of them. So Dube, welcome to the program.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, bless him, go ahead.
Now, Mr. Dube, of course, the nation is mourning Oliver Mtukudzi. I understand he was also very popular in Blawai.
Yes, Mr. Mtukudzi was not only popular in Blawai, but the rest of the world, as I can say.
He was an international icon.
He is, and his legacy will live on that.
Now, you are into this music business. How did he influence you?
Uh, as far as the business music industry is concerned, he was one of the inspirational to our lives, even in Matabeleland. We are best in Matabeleland. So we love his music, and we still love his music, especially when he does the collaboration with other artists. He does it so well that you can not believe, you know, that it's him doing that.
Yes, Baba Dube, sicela ubambe khonapho ke sizatshaya ke imusic yakhe ngamafutshane nje khonapha Rufu Ndimadzongonyedzi atsho kutsho njalo kuthi sitshaya ke imusic yakhe lizwe ukuthi uthini khonapha mntukuzi.
Rufu Ndimadzongonyedzi anouya ndizingabungiri mambo
That's one of my all-time favorites, Rufu Ndimadzongonyedzi. Of course, Tuku is talking about death. Yes. That it comes when we least expect it.
Like
what happened to him. You know, the nation was caught unawares, and suddenly Mutukudzi is no more. So he's saying that death is really, you know, something that is heart-wrenching. And now we are being joined by poet, music composer, and actor Chirikure Chirikure, who is actually at the Mutukudzi homestead in Norton. Chirikure was very close to Oliver Mutukudzi. And, you know, they worked together on a number of things. Mr. Chirikure, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
We are doing fine, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Now, Mr. Chirikure, we understand from earlier reports that Mutukudzi's body was expected tonight to lie in state. Yes, it arrived. What is happening at the moment?
Unfortunately, I have left. I'm not at the premises at the moment, but I understand the body should have arrived by now. I had to leave just to put together a couple of things.
Now, Mr. Chirikure, you also worked with the late Mutukudzi. Tell us how what you used to do. You told me yesterday in another interview that you were the one who was translating, you know, the albums into English. Tell us about that.
Yes, I translated, I think, more than 10 of his albums during the translations for the sleeves, explaining what each song was saying, translating from English into from Sona into English. But also we try to make it a balance between translation and interpretation. In a lot of ways, it was more interpretations. Was the way Oliver did his music, you can't really, like, you know, translate it. I think it's more like explaining the deeper side of the music, because most of his songs were pretty much poetry in music, so you can't really like do line to line translations, but help the non-Shona speaker understand the nuances and the subtle, you know, play with language, play with word.
Because you know, I read one of Mr. Chirikure's books.
Yes.
He's a, you know, accomplished poet in his own right.
Yes. So was that poetry part of your exam? And I guess you passed, right?
I did pass. I did very well.
Yeah.
And then I was telling him yesterday that I did very well.
He
said, "Oh, that's why a journalist. Why did you become an engineer?"
You actually got a D, right?
No, I got an A.
So, Chirikure, officially, I'm telling you today that one of your students, Blessing, got a D.
I got an A, actually.
That's a good thing with literature, you know.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people go through your works and it helps them into their careers, into their lives, without you even being aware. And I think it's quite a big one, because you will find, even like in the case with Oliver Mtukudzi, we were in Gweru for one of his shows many years ago, and he said to me and Albert, "Can you do just quick short poems before I go on stage?" And I did my old Kanyanisa poem way back in the 80s. And when got back to stage, Oliver says, "By the time we meet again in Harare, your poem will be into a song." And so you find through those kind of collaborations, you help each other push your work. But it also was such a big honor on my part to realize that here is my big brother, well accomplished, good poet, good musician, but you know, respecting my earlier works at my early age and my early stage in my career. But then you get to reach many more people, and yeah, here we are. We have confessions live on radio that my poetry helped someone pass their A levels, which is quite a big honor.
Thank you. I mean, that really shows that artists,
you
know, play an important role in shaping society.
Certainly, yes. So now, before we take another guest, let's go back to Themba Ndlovu briefly. Baba Themba Ndlovu, look who's going to come in. Ukonekiwani Themba Ndlovu?
Hola.
Ye, akuchophela baba Ndlovu ukuthi wena ukuthanda umthukuzi vele kuyini?
Ngangithanda i-diversity yakhe. And the depth yama lyrics akhe. Abanengi abantu abale talenta lokubhala izinto ezithinta inhliziyo yabantu. And he had vele hayi wayephambili ngalokho.
Yes,
njalo engumuntu vele olenhliziyo enhle, and most of all wayengumuntu ozithobileyo, very humble. Awungeke wathi umuntu accomplish into eziningi kangaka.
Ye, ngizokuthiwa ke kule ngoma wayithanda yokuqala sibili, wayithanda kamdukuzi yayisithi
engangikuthanda Ghetto Boy. Ghetto Boy.
Yeah.
Indiyo yakhona wayikhaya ipiano ephezu kwetrak. Ikhamba enye futhi engangiyithanda ngusamora mashele.
Lokhu sasikhumbula sibili. Bamba khonapho sesilobaba ke uNicholas Moyo. I think we are joined by another guest, Mr. Nicholas Moyo of the Zimbabwe Arts Council. Mr. Moyo, good evening and welcome to the program.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Now, Mr. Moyo, of course, we are talking about Oliver Mtukudzi. You are in the arts industry. Yesterday, he was declared a national hero. How significant is this?
I think for the sector in Zimbabwe, very, very significant. This is the first artist to be conferred with the national hero status, and for us, we feel it's a very great honor when umuntu njengo Oliver Mtukudzi has been bestowed with such honor. It's not just for him, but I think it's for the creative sector, because you know Oliver always said, when I started, he would say, ucha makatari na amarombe, and he had kept on fighting to move away from that labor and stigmatization about the industry, the creative industry. And therefore, when you then see the authorities in Zimbabwe bestowing and conferring national hero status, we say it's the icing on the cake and giving Oliver a befitting send-off by the government of Zimbabwe.
And let's go to Mr. Chirikure. Mr. Chirikure, is he on the line? Mr. Chirikure? We also have Mr. Denzel Dube.
Yes, sir. I'm still here.
Yes. Now, Mr. Dube, of course, we are talking about Tuku, his music, his hero status. But does it matter, Mr. Dube, where a hero is buried? Of course, we know Nelson Mandela was buried in his rural home. Govan Mbeki, one of my favorite politicians of all time, said he wanted to be buried with the people in a high density area in South Africa. The Tuku family declined this offer for him to be buried at the National Heroes Acre. What does this mean?
What I can say is that as long as the government has declared him as a national hero, that matters the most. No matter he's buried in his homeland or where he's buried, you know, as long as that status for being a national hero is there, it matters the most. And what I can suggest to the National Arts Council of Zimbabwe, I wish they can have an award called Oliver Mtukudzi Award, which is being given to any artist or any, how many artists in a year, I'm not sure how that can be done. But for him, just to honor the man, because he's so great. Everywhere where we go, I was watching the social media, most of the ladies there got their dukus on today to say they're honoring Oliver, the legend. So, it matters. It matters. It shows that he's a great man.
Thank you so much. Yes, that was our colleague at Dubai. So, you see, me and others, because I don't have an R in my language. Ask Mr. Moyo, he'll tell you there's no R.
Mr. Moyo knows the R. Now, Mr. Chirikure? Mr. Chirikure?
Yes, yes, I'm back online.
Oh, thank you so much. Now, Mr. Chirikure, of course, we were talking about Tuku not being buried at the National Heroes Acre. He was declared a national hero, of course, and is going to be buried in his rural home, Madziwa, Mashonaland Central. You were close to him. What was his view about heroes and being buried at the national shrine?
Well, we never really got to talk that much detail as regards the issues to do with heroes and the national shrine. But obviously, he expressed himself very well in the song he did in one of
Safiri
Masikatire.
And in Zwi.
Sorry, no, who is a hero?
what a hero.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And he argues in that song that Tafira Mazgatlile was a hero.
Mm-hmm.
And we basically, technically translated, it means any artist of any notable achievement mm-hmm. should be declared a hero.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm personally glad that the state found it shit to declare him a hero.
Mm-hmm.
And I was there when the president made the announcement, and he specifically said the hero status is fully confirmed, but the burial site
mm-hmm.
is up to the family to decide. You can still opt to bury your own at your place of choice and not necessarily at the hero taker.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a good balance that he was declared a hero,
mm-hmm.
but he's being buried with his own ancestors back in the village, which I think is typical of Oliver, that he wants his Rukuvute, his umbilical cord, back to where his roots are.
Mm-hmm. Because I remember a controversy in the 80s. I was still very young back then. But the burial of Chief Rakai Tangwena, you remember that? I understand some were saying as a chief, he has to be buried in a cave or, you know, whatever the tradition dictated in his clan. You remember that incident?
Yeah, vaguely. I have vague memories.
Mm-hmm. Thank mm-hmm. you so much. A hero is a hero, no matter where hero is buried. Uh-huh.
Yes. So now,
I think you will realize that I think the process, the burial process is in any culture
mm-hmm.
has its own significance. And you really have to respect the wishes of the deceased and the wishes of the family, because there are very specific reasons why people choose a site
mm-hmm.
To bury someone,
mm-hmm.
which is why you find we sacrifice so much. If a person dies in America, if no one dies in America or in the UK or wherever,
mm-hmm.
families put the last bit of money they have to bring the body back home. Most families do the best they can to make sure that the body is buried back in Zimbabwe. And that means quite a lot. And so in this case, this moving Oliver's remains from Harare to Madiwa is very significant, and I think it is very befitting for Oliver, and it will do quite a lot for the healing of the family, for carrying the family forward.
Mm-hmm. Of course, last month, like we said at the top of the show, another national hero, Professor Phineas Makurane, the former Vice Chancellor of NUST, was declared a national hero, but mm-hmm. was buried in his rural home. He was a genius. They called him Double Brain.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And now let's have a bit of music so that we can, you know. I think the music is coming right now. Is Oliver Mtukudzi, the late singer. So now let's go to maybe you've got messages.
I've got some messages. We have Costa Mchukudzi arikuti ndirikukuona ndarwadziwa nekufa kwa Samanyanga. Tafadzwa utete arikuti rest in peace the great Samanyanga, watching you guys from Gweru. Emmanuel Rusere arikuti rest in peace Tuku. The boss Jayaguru arikuti tokumbira mutipe life live nesande. Moses Jengwa ari kuti tine urombo nekurasikirwa naSamanyanga watching from Botswana. And then tuna Boaz Jayaguru zvakare ari kuti hazvichairiki our icon. Then Jalama Jaya Mube. This world is not our home. Tine Vimbo Murwira ari kuti status than burial place are two different things.
I think this song that you are hearing in the background is one of my favorites. And I guess it's your favorite too, right?
My favorite is Chengeta Maina Baba.
Let's have this one for 1 minute special dedication.
To Gibbs.
Let's have this song, yes. Shamiso.
Chamiso mwanangwe abana twambikona chakutengera pata pata chakutengera pata pata ndokutengera siri pano chakutengera pata pata chakutengera pata pata chakutengera pata pata ndokutengera siri pano chakutengera pata pata.
You know it, eh?
It did.
Yes, here we are. Umoyo. Baba Moyo. Nicholas Moyo. Connect to Baba. Baba Nicholas Moyo. We are going to talk to you. Yes, Baba Moyo. Look at the connect to Baba Seko. Bona ngani ubaba umoyo ngana sizwana kuhle wathi nje ubaba uDenzel Dube so sense ukukhulula baba Denzel Dube akuphosela ukugcina baba usihambele uphosela ukugcina baba
ngiyakuzwa yeah hayi elamela ukugcina baba
yeah yeah kodwa uDenzel Dube lokugcina khona singakayi kumoyo
okay elamela ukugcina ngithi yazi ngabe bonke abaculi bayafunda kumduguzi because i-music ifana nokubhala ibhuku. So yonke into oyenzayo kuya kulokhu landelela lapho oqale khona kuthiba sort of a Bible, a book. Uyabona into enohlonzi efundisayo eluleka abantu. So ubaba uMduguzi was one of those kind of people because yonke indawo even if ungasizishona but i-music wakhe you can enjoy it. That's why he managed to go overseas, even outside Zimbabwe, in South Africa, Botswana, wherever, around the African continent. He is being celebrated as one of the greatest people. So well done to that. We really cherish him.
Thank you so much, Baba Dube.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, now I think we can go to Mr. Nicholas Moyo.
Mr. Moyo?
Yebo.
Mr. Moyo, we are talking about, you know, Tuku did so many collaborations with artists like Ringo Mahlingosi. Hugh Basekela was also very close to him, locally, even with some upcoming artists, you know, Winky D, Jaffrey's, you name them. He featured on some of their albums, and he was into nurturing talent. How significant is that for people like you who are in the industry, who I can say are now veterans?
The thing that you're actually talking about, the mentorship, Utuku was a cut above the rest. Mentorship was very, very important to Tuku. It was not just some collaboration, because when I was in a collaboration with an artist, he ensured that he was impacting not just the skill of producing a one song in a particular album, but he ensured that during the time when they are rehearsing, he will mentor beyond just producing the album. He will talk business, he will talk family things, he will talk behavior with every artist that he works with. He will share about his life, he will talk about humility. He was such a person who knew how important it was to raise other people and bring them. Tuku did not believe Uti and Awe Rumela succeed. He believed that the strength of the industry is lifting others with you. And as National Council has done, that is one thing that we also stand to celebrate. And when I was speaking yesterday not on with some of these legends and big artists, I was saying he has left so many things to talk about these legacies. Amongst us who are there, amongst you musicians that are there, ask yourself, what is it that you can then pick up from, you can say it like a relay, I'm now going to do like what this guy could have just done.
Hayi kuyazakala ke ubamba khonapho ke baba moyo siuyeke ubaba ke uThemba Ndlovu. Uthemba Ndlovu udala sikubambisile lapho ucingo sibili, ngiyakwazi ukuthi kulokunye okadumele ukwenze, kodwa ungakathi zweke sicela usitshele sibili ukuthi wena ngikwakho nxa usubona wakuthola kumdukuzifuyini sibili.
Mina engakutholayo i-selflessness. Ube ngazicabangiye na kuphela. Ube njengoba ubaba okhulume before me le ethi i-mentorship. Wakubona wayengaziqhenye ukuthi ayaye angeke ngasebenza nawe, wayesebenza with anybody. And then into engangiyithanda ukuthi wayethanda ukukhuluma uhlabela ngendimi. Kangisindebele nje uma mina isishona vele esathi ngihlula ngisanda kusifunda nje kahle. It's almost 16. So, but nganti umuntu lo uyahlabela, uhlabela le language yami shows ukuthi uyapha vele yena is looking beyond one area. And njalo enye into futhi engangiyithanda ngaye ukuthi i-music yakhe has a meaning. Wayengaphumi ukuhlabela nje yonke into. One thing about Nkoma Odiva is that he was so selfless. He was a mentor, as the gentleman before me said. You could relate to him. And one thing also what I really appreciated is him singing in my language, Sindebele. I didn't know how to speak short. I'm just learning it now. I couldn't. Although I sang it in 1986 with Meet Me in Zimbabwe, but I didn't know. And I found I really appreciated that. Because it showed me that he is a brother who is not just looking at one area, but looking at the whole, not just Zimbabwe, but the whole world. That is the reason why I think he was appreciated. Because language Music is the universal language, and he is just a good example of that, touching people all over the world, all over the world.
Temba, thank you so much. And we are still waiting for Meet Me in Zimbabwe Part 2. When are we getting there?
I'm so sad, because I would have loved him to sing that be shown a part of Meet Me in Zimbabwe. But anyway, there are many other brothers who will be there, and he will be with us in spirit anyway in the studio.
Thank you so much, Temba.
I'm sure that, yes, okay, man.
Yes,
Temba.
Bye-bye, guys. Yeah,
of course, we still have people writing on our Facebook page. Tina Leni Manasa Arguti, rest in peace, our true legend, respect. Tina Courtney Arguti, Indifonere, fortunate Mukua Pasi Arguti, rest in peace, doctor. Tinashe Manongwa Arguti, Ngavazorore Murugare. Of course, Oliver Mtukuzi was given an honorary degree by the Great Zimbabwe University, and he was also given awarded another honorary master's degree with the University of Zimbabwe, though many thought that he deserved a doctorate, same as his close friend Thomas Mapumo. They got only masters, but then they were honored by other universities with doctorate degrees. Mr. Chirigura, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm still holding on, and power is still okay here in Zim.
Now, Mr. Chirikure, we understand there is going to be a mirror of some sort at the National Sports Stadium. Are you one of the artists who will be playing?
I'm not officially on the announced list, but when we did the planning, I was part of the group which did the initial discussions yesterday, including Mukanya, Thomas Mapumo, Nazwaba Zakaria, Albert Nyati, and Alec Machesa, and many others. But whenever space allows them the program, I can drop one or two points as my contribution to the process. But I think the most important thing is to have all of us, being part of the whole process to respond but also to give each other space to express ourselves through the things we can, which is music and art and poetry, music art, and even dance.
But one thing that I wanted to ask you about is, Tuku was very passionate about Pakare Pai Arts Center. Is it going to survive without him?
I think the family and friends will have to really sit down and work a way forward, because he was very passionate about Pakare Pai Center. I was very honored by Tuku. I was in the founding board of Pakare Pai when the place was still ground, and we worked together in the process of doing the plans and everything. So it's something which is so meaningful to me as well, that I will do the best I can to contribute in making Pakare Pai not a white elephant, because Tuku is no longer there. I think we have all come together, even with means also involving other players and the state as well, to make sure that his vision remains alive. But it could be one thing to celebrate him as a hero, to celebrate his music, but without supporting his long-term vision. And Pakare Pai was all about nurturing talent, like Nick Moyo was talking about. It's all Tuku. I think can't be anything about Tuku. We can't talk anything about Tuku without talking about his passion for nurturing talent and grooming the artists of the future. So if we let that dimension of his vision down, then I think we'll have failed in nursing.
Now, if we have to ask you another question here, Mr. Chilkuri, If you look at songs like Vuma and you're doing the translations, how did you translate this one? Is it political? Is it some kind of, you know, can you tell us?
You know, like I said earlier on, Tuku was a poet per se. And the good thing is, when you do good poetry, good music, don't leave it in one straight jacket. Tuku would leave his music, like Vuma in particular, can be interpreted in so many different ways. It could be a very heavy political message, but from a personal point of view, it also talks at you and me as to how we should approach life. When you grow old, when you mature, you have to accept and move forward. And, you know, so I think Vuma is probably a classic example of what Oliver could do in terms of giving you a multi-faceted piece of art.
Mm-hmm.
You can interpret, you know, in so many different ways, and I think that's the hallmark of songwriting and of creativity.
Thank you so much. Maybe we can go to Mr. Nicholas Moyo.
Now, Mr. Moyo, we talked to Mr. Chirikuri about the significance of Pakare Paya Arts Center. You are in the business. How can you ensure that it survives? How were you working with Tuku on this project?
Let me say your kana. I think first, let me, before I answer your naleo, comment on the earlier first question that you asked to Uchirikuri about what is happening at National Sports Stadium. Then I will talk about Pakare Paya.
Thank you so much.
Because when you, as we speak, I'm at the National Sports Stadium.
Oh.
I'm at the National Sports Stadium. The stage is being set up. The organizing, the major team of the organizing committee, the promoters are here. The PA system has arrived. And a lot is happening. What is happening is that it's a send-off. It's a Tuku send-off. And we've planned that gates will open at 9 a.m. Tomorrow on a Saturday. Because it's going to be peak. Want to afford all people, all people from all walks of life to come and celebrate. Because we say we don't mourn legends. We don't mourn heroes. We celebrate them. And tomorrow, in the National Sports Stadium, will actually be open to make that big celebration. So around 9, it's open, and the whole day until the body leaves. This is here a tire in the afternoon around 3. And having to celebrate that, we cannot as a nation then allow the vision of a hero to die with the hero. It will be the worst. We will be held accountable. As the government of Zimbabwe, as National Arts Council, as artists, we will be held accountable. And therefore, what we need to do, I was talking to Tulukure was there yesterday, and Makumo, Charamba, Albert, Alec Machesu, and many others, like Nicholas Lagaria, many other artists. We had a meeting yesterday, and they were saying, this year, they're also going to put up a benefit show. Artists will come together, they want to put a fund that will ensure that that legacy lives on. And target is Pakare Paya. Tuku was synonymous with Pakare Paya. And we are committed to work together with the musicians to ensure that either a trust and a team of people will manage the trust will ensure that the mentorship program and the reason why Pakare Paya was established
that.
Oh, thank you. Unfortunately, we've run out of time, but you sure hear from us. We'll talk about that issue as well. You heard there that gets open tomorrow at 9 a.m. at the National Sports Center. Mm-hmm. We want to thank all our guests this evening, and also our producer and engineers, mm-hmm. and those of you who are following us on Facebook, and also our listeners. My name is Blessing Zulu, and I say have a blessed weekend, and rest in peace, our legend, Oliver Mtukudzi.
And I'm Gibbs Stewart saying have a lovely weekend. Bye-bye.